It's fall at Jesse Brown's. Hi, this is Bill Barty of the Carolina Outdoors Program inviting you to come check out the best in outdoor apparel. Sherpa, Cool, Mountain Khakis, Patagonia, and Barber have all landed at Jesse Brown's. So stop on by, try one on, and we'll see you there.
We're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and Bill, we've many times talked about wildlife having to adapt to the urban sprawl and the urban setting and how deer and different animals actually live within our city limits and in some very concentrated areas.
That's right. Of course, we here on the Carolina Outdoor Program know and love to talk about what a wonderful place it is to live in the Charlotte area, the Charlotte region, if you will. We have the mountains to the west, the Carolina coast just to our east. So it's a fantastic spot to be, but it's also a fantastic spot for some of that wildlife. And one that you left out that we're going to delve into a little bit is our friendly neighborhood coyote and what that means to us and maybe what it means to those of us who are pet owners. And someone who has written prolifically about this is Joe Murashak of the Charlotte Observer. He's been over there writing articles for three decades or so, not to tell your age, Joe, but we welcome you to the Carolina Outdoors again to talk about coyotes in our midst. And in the research that you've done on this topic, Joe, one of the things that has bubbled up has been pet safety. Talk to us a little bit about what you've written in the Charlotte Observer about instances with pet owners and their pets versus coyotes.
It's rather amazing, and it depends on your perspective, but coyotes have been taking off with pets, people's cats in particular, but also small dogs. And we've seen this happening all year, and it's been happening in some of our best well-known neighborhoods of Charlotte, South Charlotte, East Charlotte, even the University City area. We've been all over the place, and people are wondering, why are their pets disappearing? Well, coyotes are now living amidst us, and coyotes, as a North Carolina wildlife officer told me this week, they love cats. They love to eat cats. And if there's a cat out in a person's yard, it may just disappear.
Well, more
because
more
coyotes are in Foxcroft, coyotes are in Cotswold, they are everywhere in South Charlotte, and they love the area because of all the covert types that you never think of, and they love to live in them, and they love to use them as habitat to raise their in their den, to make dens out of them, sort of artificial dens, and they love kudzu ditches because they provide cover.
And one thing people don't think about is their cat's main line of defense on a coyote would be to climb a tree. And the problem is a lot of people declaw their cats, and so they don't have the ability to climb anymore, isn't it?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. But here's the other problem. Coyotes are stealthy. The cartoons were true back in the 60s. And they are wily. And the cat doesn't even have a chance. It doesn't even know the coyote is about to kill it. Doesn't even have a second to react. In fact, a gentleman who was at a meeting called by the Wildlife Commission this week, he and his wife were distraught because their cat, the cat's eyes were still even open.
Oh.
And it got attacked so quickly.
Well,
didn't even know what hit it.
Joe Murashak is our guest here from the Charlotte Observer, our guest with the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. And Joe, I know in your research, so coyotes are from the Midwest, West Midwest originally, but sometime in the late 70s, early 80s, somewhere in there, they began being spotted in Western North Carolina. And all of this is from the North Carolina Wildlife Resource Commission. At this time, they are in all 100 North Carolina counties as of 2019. Do any of the wildlife officers or biologists or that you've talked to or researched through stated how that happened?
It was just a natural expansion of their population. And why? Why did it happen? Because we're around. And although coyotes fear humans and will run from us, we barely will see them. If they show up in your yard and they see you, they're gone. They dart off. But it's what we have with us in our yards. It's the pets. They love to eat pets. They love all sorts of things, and they adapt. They'll adapt if there's only berries around them. If apples fall off trees, they'll eat that. That'll be their primary source if the kitty isn't around. They adapt so incredibly, and they found that they can coexist with human beings. Not sure we can, but wildlife officials are saying we got to learn to.
Well, there's no real predator for the coyote, I assume, since everybody's dog's on a leash or in a pen and so forth. A full-grown, normal-sized dog is more than able to take a coyote down, but we've controlled our pets to the point that they can't control the coyotes.
That's right. If it's a bigger dog, it can probably take on a coyote, a big dog. But coyotes, the small dogs, they don't stand a chance. And even some of the measures that experts say to use, such as tall fencing, 6-foot fencing in your yard with roller bars on the top of them. Coyotes have been known in Charlotte to jump over 6-foot fences to get dogs. No. There was a case in Villa Heights neighborhood. I mean, it's unbelievable how adaptable they are, but how tough they are. And they are a top-line predator.
Well, and a coyote can go through a pretty small mesh, like a 4-inch square almost or so. I've seen them go through woven wire fences that are 4 by 6 inches without even slowing down.
Yes, absolutely. And they will stalk like a kitty. They will say, hey, there's a cat coming out in this yard, and look at how every night it's going on this path. And they'll sit there for a month. And this is what happened to a gentleman in Cotswold and his wife, 25-pound all-muscle cat, tabby. And they waited, and the tabby was skittish for a month, and they couldn't figure out why. A month. And all of a sudden, last Saturday night, the cat was killed by the coyote that probably was stalking it right nearby from some brush or woods.
Well, that's a foreign property. That's a full-grown cat, 25 pounds. Wonder what a normal coyote weighs.
I think they're about 50, 60 pounds. They're not big, but they have adapted. They are vicious. I mean, that's why they call them a predator. They really are. They just attack, and before you know it, not to get too graphic, but it will just kill in an instant. In a 1 second, a cat will be dead. Wouldn't even know what happened. And then it just feasts on the cat.
We're talking wildlife here on the Carolina Outdoors, and not the uptown nightlife type of wildlife. We're talking about coyotes in suburbia. And we've got our friend Joe Murasak on from the Charlotte Observer. And Joe, you're talking about the incident you're talking about was discussed at a community meeting this past week with wildlife officers and Charlotte-Mecklenburg Animal Care and Control. Talking about this Cotswold cat, Harley, that was, I think it was, quote-unquote, eviscerated. Do you know what came of that meeting? Were there any solutions to this? Is it just a watch your pets, maybe put a fence up? Or is there anything
you're
else?
You're right. That's exactly what came of the meeting. And what happened, what the whole reason it started was we wrote a story after finding out, this is going back a month or so, after all these people went on Nextdoor on the internet in their neighborhoods, and they were talking about cats disappearing and small dogs disappearing, and they were in all kinds of neighborhoods, all of our neighborhoods. And so my editor who found it and saw that all those threads said, my word, what's going on? We wrote a story. And in reaction to that, eventually animal control hooked up with Wildlife Commission because people were very fearful of these coyotes. And it was creating sort of community concern in our all of our major subdivisions and neighborhoods. And in came last week, but you know, I don't think a lot of there were only a handful of residents there, but none of them came away satisfied, because they basically learned if you don't have a thing called a catio, which is a wooden structure outdoors that has limited, you know, you can't get into it, critters can't get into it, or if you don't have tall fencing, you know, what can you do? The officers are not going to come in unless the coyote has been exhibiting really strange kind of behavior that could suggest rabies. It's the only time they'll take a coyote.
Wow. Well, we're learning a lot here. The outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's talking about this. Speaking of Jesse Brown's, we've posted these articles on the Jesse Brown's Facebook page for people to read, people to comment on, and that sort of thing. Joe Murashak from the Charlotte Observer is joining us. And we do sell, and we've had a run of bear spray canisters and safety jogger canisters for personal defense type things. But Joe, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier, that coyotes and humans, for the most part, can live together okay. It's the pets that are the ones who are being traumatized and killed and eaten and that sort of thing. For the most part, unless it's a rabid coyote, humans are not in danger.
Absolutely correct. And what can you do? I mean, let's say one of the other solutions is you get you pay someone to come in, a licensed person to come in, and they will trap the coyotes and take them away. But guess what? When that happens, guess who comes back in? Another family of coyotes.
Those are like beavers on the pond or something.
That's a very good comparison, because once you get rid of one set, whether it's a male and a female or just a male, another one will take its place.
Well, this is starting to sound a bit like the weather. Everybody talks about it and nobody does anything about it. So Wildlife Commission, no plans at all, right?
The other challenge is that even if you want to shoot them, you can't.
Right.
In, like, say, Charlotte, because there's ordinances in most cities now and many, many towns across North Carolina where you cannot discharge a weapon. It's against the law.
Yeah,
you
don't shoot that gun,
pull out
Don.
A gun.
Don't shoot that gun, Don. Well,
when you buy a coyote trap, do not buy it from Acme.
Beep, 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 beep.
There you go, Roadrunner.
Joe Murashak, Charlotte Observer, as always, thank you for what you write and allowing us to read it, and then coming on the Carolina Outdoors and sharing your research and what you have under your hat. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, and I hope we have a solution next time I'm on.
That's exactly right. We're going to hold you to that. It's just as Don started the segment there. Deer and turkey and, yes, coyotes. There's no solution. They're all out there, and we're living here with them. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.